Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. The lack of clean drinking water is a very real global issue. Onika Technologies is a Sherbrooke-based company focused on innovative wave-powered desalination technology. They have recently managed to secure $12.5 million in funding. This significant investment is set to propel their mission of addressing water scarcity and producing potable water through desalination of ocean water. The company considers this innovation to be eco-friendly as they highlight their dedication to sustainable development. We had the privilege to talk to Mr. Alain-Olivier Desbois from Onika Technologies. Mr. Desbois speaks of his role at the company and the support that he gives to the company's founder and CEO, Dragan Tutic.
I have been involved with the company and supporting Dragan Tutic to grow and scale his company since 2017. I started as a business coach to help raise capital and strategically position his company as an impact and purpose-driven company. I invested and became a shareholder and also a board member as well. And today, I'm involved full-time with the company and really honored to be part of the world-class team and really help Dragan accomplish his ambition. So, and for my background, Derek, I'm from Sherbrooke, graduated from Sherbrooke University in finance, and I've worked in the clean tech venture capital investment industry and the incubators of startup companies for the last 25 years. So helping change makers like Dragan to build successfully their businesses and which are addressing pressing and environmental and social issues. So that's what I do.
The founder of Onika, Dragan, had an idea. That was to transform seawater into freshwater using wave energy. Could this be the answer to water scarcity?
It may be hard to conceive, but in many regions of the world, water scarcity is becoming a major social issue. As currently 2.2 billion humans on this planet do not have access to freshwater, you know, on a daily basis. So Onika has decided to address this problem and is on a mission to make the ocean a sustainable and affordable source of fresh water. And years ago, Dragan Tutic, the founder of Onika, came up with this brilliant idea to basically turn seawater into fresh water by using solely the wave energy and innovations and entrepreneurship to an assembling of a great team of people to make this technology a scalable and a possible way of looking at how desalination and water scarcity can be addressed in the world.
How exactly has Onika developed technology that harnesses the power of the ocean waves to provide fresh water?
The technology consists of buoys. So basically, the devices that float on the water that are installed near the shore that uses the motion of the waves to basically mechanically pump seawater. So the seawater is pumped through reverse osmosis membrane that separate the salts from the water. And the resulting fresh water is sent to the shore through a submarine pipe. So that's simple mechanical process that does that and replace conventional desal. And so we have three units, one called Ice Cube, which can produce up to 1,000 liters per day and can be rapidly deployed for emergency relief and temporary water scarcity applications. And we have the second one, which is the Iceberg, which is a mid-size buoy, which can produce up to 50,000 liters per day. So for the interests of the tourism resorts and remote coastal communities, for example. And the Glacier unit, which is the one we're working on right now to really scale our technology to these to address bigger, larger communities and industries like mining, which this unit is called Glacier. And we'll be able to produce near 500,000 liters per day.
The desalination industry plays a pivotal role in combating water scarcity around the world. However, it has not been without its own set of ecological challenges, one of the most prominent being its carbon footprint. Our guest will explain how Onika's desalination technology is making strides towards sustainability and reducing CO2 emissions.
Sure. As you said, you know, conventional desalination is a very energy intensive and polluting industry. Most of the desalination plants operating around the world are run using fossil fuel, which emits CO2 emissions, as you can imagine, and exacerbates further climate and water scarcity issues. This is a nonsense, especially in the world of decarbonization, so where all economies are trying to reduce their emissions. So our all-in-one sustainable wave-powered desalination system is purely mechanical, as I said, and doesn't need any electricity or other source of energy to function. So our system does not emit any carbon in the air. So that's the one thing. But even more than just reducing CO2, our system generates other very interesting benefits compared to conventional desalination, such as zero land use. So we don't occupy any land. Our brine is responsibly discharged in the ocean, and we can even think of regenerate marine life and biodiversity. And we've designed the system as well to be very low maintenance level, and the fact that they're modular and scalable makes it very interesting for communities to address their specific needs. So you don't have to build a big plant, a desalination plant, for the next 15, 20 years of need. You know, when you have to build this plant, you need to look forward and address the future needs. So in our case, the modularity of our system makes it possible, you know, to address the need today and eventually add on new units as the need is growing.
The environmental impact of brine discharge is a significant concern. Brine discharge refers to the highly concentrated salty wastewater that is produced as a byproduct of the desalination process. When seawater is desalinated to extract fresh water, the remaining brine, which contains concentrated salts, minerals, and other impurities, must be disposed of appropriately. The brine is typically discharged back into the ocean or a large body of water. Our guest sheds light on how Onika's technology addresses the critical issues of brine discharge and ocean intake.
Sure, it's compared to conventional desals, our system are optimally designed, you know, to properly manage brine discharge, which is one of the drawback of conventional desals. It's very polluting, and also the fact that they're sucking a lot of water out of the ocean, and the intakes are usually huge pipes that, you know, takes the ocean, the water from the ocean. So you can imagine that, you know, even egg fish and fishes and you know, everything goes through this. So it is our capacity really to innovate and design our system, which enable us to resolve these issues. So for example, on the brine, the salinity concentration is only 25% more concentrated than the seawater compared to 150% for conventional desalination. So the way we have designed our system when we rejected, so you cannot detect the difference in salinity 2 meters away from the buoy. And the fact that our system are basically offshore or near shore, about one or two kilometers away, and they're assembled in areas of buoys. So it means that we have multiple outfalls. And that's basically the outfalls and the rejections of the brine are done in areas where you got a lot of wave actions and current and mixes. So it mixes perfectly with the ocean at the same time. So this is how we've been addressing this. And the other component is the ocean intake. So our approach to ocean intakes is our intakes is very much smaller, and then we have fine meshes and filters that avoid the fishes and then the eggs and all this to go through this system. So again, it's designed in synergies to work in synergies with the environment.
In the wake of natural disasters, the lack of clean water can have devastating consequences. Mr. Dubois introduces their disaster relief unit.
No, this is one of the three systems I mentioned. This is the one called Ice Cube. And the nice story with this this unit is that in 2022, Onica won the Waves to Water Prize Challenge organized by the U.S. Department of Energy in the United States. So we were about 70 companies at the onset, and we finished first and won about $1.3 million in prizes. So this small system is perfectly suited for disaster relief situation where instead of shipping pallets and pallets of bottled water by plane after a disaster, we can ship one unit and it will produce the equivalent of one pallet per day. So it's the equivalent of 1,000 liters per day. So we're now working with channel partners like FEMA, USAID and Department of Defense in the States to introduce this product to the market and help empower populations to adapt to climate issues and reduce, you know, obviously CO2 emissions, but also plastic pollution as we deliver these units in the field. So this is a very very interesting unit. This is ready for commercialization, and now we're introducing this new product to the market.
I had to inquire about the challenges involved in deploying these units in the unforgiving ocean environment, given that a startup company requires significant funding and plans to deploy this technology internationally. The cost of the equipment must be undeniably high. Our guest explains what are some of the primary concerns when it comes to placing these units in such demanding ocean conditions.
Sure. So as you can imagine, as a startup company, when we tested our first units. We saw when we saw the storm coming, we were just retrieving them. So we wanted to be very protective of the amount of dollars we've invested in these devices. But today we're able to, as you said, you know, withstand significant wave conditions and storm conditions. The way we've designed this now is that when there's a storm coming, we can detach the buoy from the main anchor and reducing the load on the system. And so it's kind of a passive mode, which the buoy would just be still hooked by some of the anchors, but will wobble around in the water. So it can survive for now. We've tested our system and it can survive, you know, storms of 7 meters HS. So this is a pretty significant nasty storm that we've been able to survive. And so this is the intention to push, you know, again, innovation to continue increase that that resistance to storm and be as efficient as possible for all the duration of the system's life.
Onica Technologies has secured a substantial initial funding of $12.5 million for their Series A financing round. And this comes in addition to the backing of the Canadian governments through grants. Our guest talks about the impact that this financial infusion has on the company.
Yes, certainly. So last August 28th, we've announced the closing of the first tranche of our Series A round of financing. So with the $12.5 million from leading family offices and impact investors, so we're really proud of that. You know, important milestones for the company because first, you know, it enables us to leverage and confirms about $20 million in grants from the Canadian government and U.S. governments. So that comes in addition to that equity financing from the investors. But it also enables us to really fuel the commercialization of our Ice Cube and Iceberg units, which are ready for commercialization. And also, while we do this, we can continue to develop in parallel of our Glacier and large-scale units and invest heavily in the scale-up of that technology. So as you can imagine, a company like us, you know, needs a significant amount of capital. So the round that we're doing right now, the Series A equity round of financing of 12.5, is still open until the end of the year. Our goal is to add another $10 million in addition to that 12.5, and have the means of our ambition, you know, to really scale this technology. There's a perfect timing for us. The water scarcity problem, sadly, is something that is becoming more and more urgent in many regions of the world. And people want to investment solution that can address, you know, the environmental and social issues, and that walk the talk and can deliver impact metrics to the investors, but also to the clients and the stakeholders involved in that problem, you know, and trying to resolve that these problems. So yes, we're proud of that important milestone and steps that we've accomplished so far.
So what's next for this startup company based in Sherbrooke, Quebec?
You can imagine, as an innovative and technology and company, we will continue to stay a leader in our industry and continue to innovate. So just a couple of examples that I can give you. So our solution you know, can enable very interesting other opportunities like data generation. So, you know, our buoys will be installed in the ocean for many years. So we're signing contracts of 15, 20 years with the client to provide and supply them water. So these are buoys are real estate that will last and stay in the water. So you can think that we can enable data generation. So for biodiversity tracking and marine life surveys or, you know, acquire data for different industry needs like weather or water quality or the research industry. It also, another interesting co-benefits and potential opportunity we see is the protection of the ocean and biodiversity. So you probably recall that last December in Montreal, something very interesting happened at COP15. So all the countries, I think 140 countries agreed on expanding the protections of marine areas. So our buoys could eventually you know, be used to in that concept of enhancing and enlarging, you know, protected marine areas and help you know, communities to protect their marine lives. So with that concept of protections, we can certainly increase, we can help, and there's many studies that show that you can increase the fish banks and fish stocks of the local communities as well by doing so. And so we can enable and strengthen, for example, also blue economy strategies development with local communities. So there's been a huge trend right now globally of communities, coastal communities are turning to see how they can take advantage of their resources, natural resources that they have, in a way to link that to their economic development, but in a sustainable way. So looking at preserving these natural resources, but at the same time, taking advantage economically to do so. So we've been pooled and in these kind of strategies to align with their economic development you know, objectives.
Well, that wraps up our conversation with Mr. Alain-Olivier Desbois from Onica Technologies, a Sherbrooke-based company in the field of wave-powered desalination.
It's grateful to have you today and being able to share the great work that our team of engineers and you know, dedicated and passionate people that wants to resolve pressing issues of the world. So it's great that we can have that discussion today and have Onica's solution known, you know, in the marketplace, obviously.
My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community on CJMQ 88.9 FM.